the time. And water, just all this brush, and sometimes it really just pounds against the building. Oh. You know, that 25 feet, astonishing, twice a day, that body of water appearing and disappearing is just like magical.
Yeah.
And it puts you so in touch with the movement of the earth. To these swamps, because he was sure that the formations of Nelson's ship was taken from watching ducks and swans.
Oh.
And Paul had a boat called the Leo, where he used to come in at high tide. We climbed down here and sort of go out into the estuary. So this was, you know, sort of literally door to door. They sort of picked up right outside one's door. And off on these wonderful adventures.
Wow.
So, mouth, and I sort of, like, you can feel the shape of words in a way.